about country, about his life. It's a kind of joke, maybe. It's a joke or some not very understandable, like a joke with the language, joke with the Russian language, joke with about situation around. And we have some thousand, maybe 5,000 people here. It's bigger than official demonstration, bigger than opposition in Novosibirsk, and bigger than pro-government demonstration today. We have many young people here, and we make a column, and we go through the main streets in Novosibirsk, Krasny Prospekt. We finished on the main square, on Lenina Square in Novosibirsk. We are in the center. And we make it 10 years, and we started in 2004. And today we celebrate the 10 years. And such type of demonstration, what we call it demonstration, today was in 11 cities in the Russia, in Ukraine, in Kyiv, in Crimea, in Simferopol, in Chisinau, Moldova, and it's three different countries and Crimea.
And why did you...
It's a demonstration when people make art. It's not a politic. It's about art. It's about what people want to say to other world, to each other. They make slogans, they make transparent plakat, and go through the streets. It's a Novosibirsk tradition. We make it every year in the 1st of May, at May Day, because we think that May Day is a big tradition, but now official demonstration is very bad. It's not politics, it's a crazy tradition about nothing. And we want to make a new life in May Day.
And about the demonstrations, you said that there were also governmental demonstrations. Did you experience any repressions by police?
What?
Did you, your demonstration experience any repressions by the police? Any
Repression? Yeah, I have some repression in 2009. I was in prison. About my action, about demonstration, I have a problem with political police. It's anti-extremist department of police. They put me into my bag. They put drugs, marijuana, 11 grams, and I spent one month in prison. And we have some campaign against it to support me. And after it, I was free, and I think that it was a big promotion to demonstration. And after 2009, many different cities, many other cities started to make a demonstration.
And can you describe the economical and social situation in Novosibirsk? So why are you particularly in Novosibirsk demonstrating at this date?
I live in Novosibirsk all my life, but half year ago I go to Moscow. Mm-hmm. Because I have so many problems with police. It's not very serious problem, but it's too much little cases against me, and I want to live something else. But I live in Moscow. I work in Tiverein, Dost, telecompany Dost. It's opposition, like opposition, but it's just independent television. Only one independent channel in Russia, news channel.
So for you.
Yep.
So for you, the main reason to demonstrate on 1st of May is kind of independent.
Main reason.
Yeah.
Main reason is we don't have a real politics in Russia. We only have a theater. You understand me?
Yes.
A show. It's like a show. It's not a real politics in Russia, and I don't like it. I want to have a normal political situation. I want to have a different parties. I want to have a political concurrence. We just have a fake politics, fake parties, fake opposition, and I don't like it. And I want to say about it, because our demonstration is about show. It's like Jean-Luc Godard, Guy Debord in France in 50 years ago, when they say about society of spectacular society of show. And we just have the same tradition.
What's about the trade unions in Russia? Do they... Trade unions? Yes.
It's we have only fake trade unions. They support Putin, and that's all. Yeah, I think you understand. It's only fake.
Can you maybe describe how the 1st of May is insinuated or celebrated by the governmental side? Because you said it's all a big fake, and can you describe that?
They just say I see the slogan today. I don't know the town, but it was a slogan: peace, labor, and not May, like period. We have a Mir Trutmai, it's peace, labor, and May, but now they say peace, labor, and Putin. It's official May Day. I think you understand. It's official May Day. It's only about supporting Putin.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Only about supporting Krim and so on.